You mentioned Charles Fadre, and I've interviewed him for Voices of Oklahoma. What a character. First of all, describe a Charles Fadre.
Gosh, I don't know if I can do it without getting emotional. He's one of my most favorite person I've ever known in my life. He was so caring. I always felt like he was so caring about me. He taught me so much. I just can't even say enough nice things about him. I never have talked about a deceased person so much in my life. I have his picture on my desk in my bedroom office thing, and I look at it every day. I have it by my parents. He means a lot to me. He said, you know, you need to have a legacy. You need to do a book with me. And I said, oh, I don't think so, Charles. I'm not all that. And he said, oh, yeah, you're going to do it. And so we did. And I never had so much fun. And he taught me a lot. He was so, I can't even say enough stuff about him, but I loved him so much.
Yeah. How did you first meet him?
Well, actually, he came in my shop and I wasn't there. My mom was there. I had gone to run an errand and he brought this cake in and he goes, is Tony here? And my mom said, no, but I know who you are. You're Charles Fadre. And she said, he goes, yes. He goes, well, I just want to know what's the story of her? What's the story of Tony? And she goes, oh, well, it's my daughter. He goes, oh, it is your daughter. So he goes, well, I brought her a cake. I just wanted to meet her. Is that not funny?
Yes.
And so we just kind of became friends after that. We would hang out and do things. And he was something else. I have funny stories. There was too many probably to mention, but he played so many jokes on people. Yes. I mean, he played them on my mom. He would call up and he would disguise his voice as a woman or something and say, now, I'm getting a new car and I need a big red bow for it. Or he'd call up and say, somebody died and I need a casket flowers and I need them in 30 minutes. And he would do all these crazy things.
Did somebody catch on to him or did he have to say it? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we would catch on after a while, but yeah, mm-hmm. it got kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But he was such a dear friend, but I felt like he always put me first for things. You know, everybody, you know how people have a lot of friends and mm-hmm. you always think you're their best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, we all think we were Charles's best friend. He mm-hmm. had a lot of friends. So, you know, we always tease, well, I was his best friend so it's kind of a cute story.
He was an interior designer that became nationally known,
yes.
Maybe beyond that.
Uh-huh.
And created all the fabrics.
Yes, his fabrics are beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. A very, very talented man.
Uh-huh.
And you were fortunate to be in his friendship.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I'll never forget all the things he did or taught me or the, you know, just being a friend.
And the book was called Country French Florals and Interiors.
Uh-huh, yes.
So the book was about interiors and florals. How did the two of you work together?
It was all both of our customers. And so we did flowers in the homes he decorated. And then I would do flowers in them. So that was kind of fun. So we would just go and shoot the different homes. And it was cute and rewarding and I love it. Now, it wasn't his best-selling book. Let's just be on record, okay? I always have to do the downfall. He goes, you know, it's not the best-selling book that I've done, but we did it, and it was fun. So it was always cute.
And he did many books, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I think he had five or six, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was a go-getter. I love that about him.
I've forgotten how old he was when he died.
I went to a 70th birthday party in France.
Oh, really?
Or 75th.
Of course it would be in another country somewhere.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did he love France?
He loved France. He loved the flea market. He loved there.
In Paris,
uh-huh. We all went and bought stuff. I bought stuff when I was remodeling my shop for this third time, and I bought stuff for it, and it was fun, and he would just mark it. He pretended he could speak French to all these Frenchmen, and they understood him because they were his friends that he'd known a long time when he'd gone there. But it was the most beautiful day. It was a day in February, and we went, and it was so gorgeous, and it was like a dream. We thought we were in a movie. It was so much fun.
You know, one of the big takeaways from this would be for me to think that he walked in with a cake, unknown, and wanted to meet this Tony.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And yeah. You get, I can see you're emotional talking about it now.
Yeah.
Well, another friend of yours is Pat Gordon.
Yeah. Same thing. I love him also.
And
I met him through Charles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were on the TASA Cares board together.
And Pat's been a friend of yours for a long time.
Yes, uh-huh. We play bridge on Wednesday nights now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course, now they have that tribute to him at Philbrook, which is beautiful. I've seen that.
You've seen it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And you see some of the flowers and pictures that came from Tony's flowers.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. He always says I'm his muse, but I know he's got a lot of other muses, but he's always very kind about that. But if I get a really unusual flower, something fun, I think it's paintable, or I'll go, hey, I'm going to send you this. It's so pretty. I think you should, paint it. So he takes lots of pictures of things that he can have in his fall. But he's super sweet and so talented, and I'm so proud of him right now about his show at Philbrook.
You know this story, but I love this story that Pat tells, and I've interviewed him as well, that when he was setting up in Tulsa, there was an empty space, and he set up his paintings for sale, and people came, and they wouldn't buy them. Like, say, I'm going to use a number of, say, $100, and they wouldn't buy them. And he thought, okay, I'll raise my price. And he says it at $500, and he sold every painting.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't undercharge.
Mm-hmm.
They got to give value to it. They thought, if this is only $100, that can't be worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was worth something when they paid $500.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I love that.